He's now joined us in the studio, and he'll be with us shortly. And while we sign off here, I just want to say that next week, please join us we're talking to a couple of life coaches and consultants, Julie Wise and Sharon Lewis, and they're going to join us to discuss the challenges of co-parenting after divorce. The following week, that's going to be on January 17th. The following week, we're going to be talking about step families and blended families. And the very last Sunday of January, we're going to talk about family conferencing. So I want to thank my guests again, Bill, Natalie, and Steph, for joining me today. Please stay tuned for Kyle's show, Kids Time, coming up in just a moment.
In the morning, she makes her way off the wall past a fist through broken stair and walks to a windowsill filled with plate to watch the rain descend on a yard full of tire and bone.
Brendan McLeod. Find this storyteller at the Guelph Poetry Slam, Saturday, January 16th. Bring your own poems to the open mic or the Poetry Slam competition. Come and judge the poetry. Decide our monthly champion of words. Saturday, January 16th at the Guelph Guggenheim, 129 Woolwich Street. Join us for the Guelph Poetry Slam. Doors open at 8 p.m. Youth are welcome. This venue is not wheelchair accessible. For more information, check out our website at guelphpoetryslam.com or join our Facebook Guelph Poetry Slam.
Every year, University of Guelph students take part in hosting an environmental sciences symposium on a relevant environmental issue. The symposium, themed Environomics, Problem or Solution, will take place on Saturday, January 16th, 2010. Environomics, Problem or Solution takes place at the University of Guelph, Rosansky Hall, 50 Stone Road East, from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on January 16, 2010. For more information and symposium tickets, email envsymp@uoguelph.ca or visit uoguelph.ca/tittle envsymp. We're also on Facebook.
With my brother. Good morning, everybody. How is everybody doing? You doing okay? The name of the show is Kids Time. My name's Kyle, and with me today, two wonderful, wonderful co-hosts. Well, one co-host, and we'll call you a guest. Okay? Who's here? Introduce yourself.
Me.
And our special
Luca.
Guest. Luca. Wow. Good. Speaking into the microphone, Luca. Way to go. Luca's here. Malin is at our house with Lewis. With Leo.
With Lewis and Leo.
And we're going to have a good time today. We're going to talk about brothers and sisters. Sisters and brothers. Each and everyone. And we brought Luca in because she knows a lot about being a sister, having a brother. And she's actually going to have another brother or sister soon. Right, Luca?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Do we know if it's a boy or a girl?
No.
What do you think? What do you think it is?
A girl.
You think it's a girl?
So does my mom.
Oh. Well, she should know. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. If you want to give us a call, I got news for you. The phone is broken. So if you call, I don't think we'll be talking to you. Anyways, sit back, relax. We'll be here till 10, and we've got some great music lined up, and we've got a couple stories, too. So far, you heard.
How do you know that, Daddy?
How do I know what? That the phone's broken?
Yep.
Well, Greg told me that the phone was broken.
When's that?
Well, when Greg does the show from 7 to 8 in the morning, he was talking about the phone being broken. And Wendy said that the phone was broken, too, so I'm pretty sure that it's broken. Do you want to talk about the two songs that we already played? Remember the first song that we played by Cosima? Remember what it was called? Family Tree?
Family Tree.
And then you both were singing along with that last song.
Brothers and Sisters.
And what is that from? Free to Be?
Free to Be you and
you me. You and me. All right. Now a song from Barry Lewis Polizar, which is called It's My Mother and My Father and My Sister and Brother. I think that's what it's called. Here we go. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a mother and my father and my sister and the dog, my two little brothers and me. We're going on a trip and we're riding in the car. We've been driving all day, it seems. We're gonna see grandma and grandpa and my aunt and two cousins I don't like. I wish I was home playing with my friends, going swimming or riding my bike. I'm in the backseat, wouldn't you know? My sister's yelling in my ear. The radio's on, but it's daddy's turn, and he plays what I don't wanna hear. It's my mother and my father and my sister and the dog, my two little brothers and me. We're going on a trip and we're riding in the car. We've been driving all day, it seems. Everybody's screaming and poking at me. Timmy's got Tommy by the neck. The dog is barking and he throws up too. Mom says we're gonna rest. My brother is yelling and pulling at me. He tries to climb over the seat. My father swerves and slams on his brakes. I want something to eat. It's my mother and my father and my sister and the dog, my two little brothers and me. We're going on a trip and we're riding in the car. We've been driving all day, it seems. Timmy and Tommy are rolling in the back. The dog jumps in Daddy's lap. My mom is screaming, she's really mad. Dad's gonna have a heart attack. My sister's crying, my mom is yelling. My daddy stops the car. They say they'll make us get out and walk. Who do they think they are? It's my mother and my father and my sister and the dog, my two little brothers and me. We're going on a trip and we're riding in the car. We've been driving all day, it seems. It's my mother and my father and my sister and the dog, my two little brothers and me. We're going on a trip and we're riding in the car. We've been driving all day, it seems. It's my mother and my father, my sister and the dog, my two little brothers and me. We're going on a trip, then we're riding in the car. We've been driving all day, it seems.
C'est ce qu'on se souhaite à Noël sur l'île d'Hawaï. C'est le message que le cœur des sœurs crevettes vous envoie du paradis. Le jour au soleil, on va jouer dans l'eau. La nuit sous les étoiles, on s'offre des cadeaux. Mais les Kalikimaka, c'est Hawaï qui vous dit joyeux Noël. Allez les sœurs crevettes.
Mais les Kalikimaka, c'est ce qu'on se souhaite à Noël sur l'île d'Hawaï.
I really have no idea what this song is about.
My mom might.
Your mom might? Do you want to put the headphones on to listen? Or are you just going to talk and
listen?
Well, there's these ones. And there's probably another pair over there. I'm playing the song because it's called Les Sœurs Crevettes, which means the shrimp sisters or the sister shrimp. But it's Mele Kalikimaka, which is how the Hawaiians say Merry Christmas. So I'm not sure what's going on. Anyways, we'll fade it out.
Fade it out?
We'll fade it out. But this is how you fade it out. You bring this little thing down here. And it gets quieter. And it's done. So, you're listening to Kids Time here. My name's Kyle, and Maeve's here, and Luca's here. And we're really happy that Luca's able to join us. I think you're going to come for another show in a couple weeks, too.
Yeah?
Cool.
We can go over here, Luca.
You can go over there, too. So, Maeve and Luca are both sisters. Did you know that? That you're a sister. You're both big sisters, aren't you?
Yes.
So very important job. Very important job being a big sister. Can you hear me through the headphones?
Yes.
Okay. I think we're going to play some songs about sisters. And there's also a story coming up about sisters. And then maybe we'll move on to be talking about brothers. Is that okay? Does that make sense, Luca?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Luca, you said that you had, I don't know, every time we're talking now, you're saying that someone's listening. Do you want to say hi to people that are listening out there?
No.
No? You said that your brother, well, your brother is listening. Your mom and your dad are listening. Your grandparents are listening. You want to say hi?
No.
To any of them? No? Okay. Well, maybe we'll get to that in a sec. All right. Three songs, or maybe four, about sisters. How many do we have? One song, then a story, then two more songs, all about sisters. The first one is from the Bare Naked Ladies. It's called My Big Sister.
I know this song.
You do?
Uh-huh.
You're going to sing along?
No.
No. I'm going to sing along. Here we go.
I like my big sister, but I don't want to wear her coat. Maybe black, it may fit perfect, but you and I both know it's a girl's coat. Now I can handle some hand-me-downs, but shirts and sandals are out of bounds. Balls and games and such I don't mind, but a coat over the line.
A baby sister for Frances. It was a quiet evening. Father was reading his newspaper. Mother was feeding Gloria, the new baby. Frances was sitting under the kitchen sink. She was singing a little song. plinkety, 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 plink. Here's the dish rag that's under the sink. Here are the buckets and brushes and me. Plinkety, 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 plee. She stopped the song and listened. Nobody said anything. Frances went to her room and took some gravel out of the drawer where she had been saving it. She put the gravel into her empty coffee can and put the lid back on the can. Frances marched into the living room and rattled the gravel in the can. As she marched, she sang a marching song. Here we go marching, rattly-bang! Please don't do that, Frances, said Father. Frances stopped. All right, she said. She went back to the kitchen and sat down under the sink. Mother came in carrying Gloria. Why are you sitting under the sink? Said Mother. I like it here, said Frances. It's cozy. Would you like to help me put Gloria to bed? Said Mother. How much allowance does Gloria get? Said Frances. She's too little to have an allowance, said Father. Only big girls like you get allowances. Isn't it nice to be a big sister? May I have a penny along with my nickel now that I'm a big sister, said Frances. Yes, said Father. Now your allowance will be 6 cents a week because you are a big sister. Thank you, said Frances. I know a girl who gets 17 cents a week. She gets 3 nickels and 2 pennies. Well, said Father, it's time for bed now. Father picked Frances up from under the sink and gave her a piggyback ride to bed. Mother and Father tucked her in and kissed her good night. I need my tiny special blanket, said Frances. Mother gave her her tiny special blanket. And I need my tricycle and my sled and both teddy bears and my alligator doll, said Frances. Father brought in the tricycle and the sled and both teddy bears and the alligator doll. Mother and Father kissed her good night again, and Frances went to sleep. In the morning, Frances got up and washed and began to dress for school. "Is my blue dress ready for me to wear?" said Frances. "Oh, dear," said Mother. "I was so busy with Gloria that I did not have time to iron it, so you'll have to wear the yellow one." Mother buttoned Frances up the back, then she brushed her hair and put a new ribbon in it and put her breakfast on the table. Why did you put sliced banana on the oatmeal, said Frances? Did you forget that I like raisins? No, I did not forget, said Mother. But you finished up the raisins yesterday, and I have not been out shopping yet. Well, said Frances, things are not very good around here any more. No clothes to wear. No raisins for the oatmeal. I think maybe I'll run away. Finish your breakfast, said Mother. It is almost time for the school bus. What time will dinner be tonight, said Frances. 6:30, said Mother. Then I will have plenty of time to run away after dinner, said Frances. And she kissed her mother goodbye and went to school. After dinner that evening, Frances packed her little knapsack very carefully. She put in her tiny special blanket and her alligator doll. She took all of the nickels and pennies out of her bank for travel money, and she took her good luck coin for good luck. Then she took a box of prunes from the kitchen and 5 chocolate sandwich cookies. "Well," said Frances, "it is time to say goodbye. I am on my way. Goodbye." "Where are you running away to?" said Father. "I think that under the dining room table is the best place," said Frances. "It's cozy, and the kitchen is near if I run out of cookies." "That is a good place to run away to," said Mother. "But I'll miss you." "I'll miss you too," said Father. "Well," said Frances, "goodbye." And she ran away. Father sat down with his newspaper. Mother took up the sweater she was knitting. Father put down the newspaper. "You know," he said, "it is not the same house without Frances." "That is just exactly what I was thinking," said Mother. "The place seems lonesome and empty without her." Frances sat under the dining room table and ate her prunes. "Even Gloria," said Mother, as small as she is, can feel the difference. I can hear her crying a little right now, said Father. Well, said Mother, a girl looks up to an older sister, you know that. Father picked up his newspaper, then he put it down again. I miss the songs that Frances used to sing, he said. I was so fond of those little songs, said Mother. Do you remember the one about the tomato? What does the tomato say early in the dawn, sang Mother. Time to be all red again now that night is gone, sang Father. Yes, he said, that is a good one, but my favourite has always been when the wasps and the bumblebees have a party and nobody comes that can't buzz. Well, said Mother, we shall just have to get used to a quiet house now. Frances ate three of the sandwich cookies and put the other two aside for later. She began to sing. I am poor and hungry here, eating prunes and rice. Living all alone is not really very nice. She had no rice, but chocolate sandwich cookies did not sound right for the song. I can almost hear her now, said Father, humming the tune that Frances had just sung. She has a charming voice. It's just not family without Frances, said Mother. Babies are very nice. Goodness knows I like babies, but a baby is not a family. Isn't that a fact, said Father. A family is everybody all together. Remember, said Mother, how I used to say, think how lucky the new baby will be to have a sister like Frances. I remember that very well, said Father, and I hope that Gloria turns out to be as clever and good as Frances. With a big sister like Frances to help her along, she ought to turn out just fine, said Mother. I'd like to hear from Frances, said Father, just to know how she's getting along in her new place. I'd like to hear from Frances too, said Mother, and I'm not sure the sleeves are right on this sweater I'm knitting for her. Hello, called Frances from the dining room. I am calling on the telephone. Hello, hello, this is me. Is that you? Hello, said Mother, this is us. How are you? I am fine, said Frances. This is a nice place, but you miss your family when you're away. How are you? We are all well, said Father, but we miss you too. I will be home soon, said Frances, and she hung up. She said that she will be home soon, said Father. That is good news indeed, said Mother. I think I'll bake a cake. Frances put on her knapsack and sang a little travelling song. Big sisters really have to stay at home, not travel far away, because everybody misses them and wants to hug and kisses them. I'm not sure about that last rhyme, said Frances as she arrived in the living room and took off her knapsack. That's a good enough rhyme, said Father. I like it fine, said Mother. And they both hugged and kissed her. What kind of cake are you baking, said Frances to Mother. Chocolate, said Mother. It's too bad that Gloria's too little to have some, said Frances, but when she's a big girl like me, she can have chocolate cake too. Oh, yes, said Mother. You may be sure that there will always be plenty of chocolate cake around here.
Oven or try to sell her to the nice old man that lives up the street. Don't hit her with your hand or kick her with your feet.
Never cook your sister in a frying pan or boil her in
nice at all. Don't tie her to a tree and leave her in the woods for the bears and the snakes, and you never should. Lock her in the closet or throw her in the snow, or flush her down the toilet or steal her clothes. If you do these things, then what you do is not becoming to a boy like you. Never cook your sister in a frying pan, or boil her in water, or take her by the hand, or throw her off a cliff, or try to make her fall, cause these things aren't very nice at all. Yeah, you better be careful when she's nice and small. Don't feed her with a bat or hit her with a ball, or put her in a barrel and roll her down the road, cause it all goes against the gentleman's code. Besides, she might grow up and be bigger too, and turn around and do a maul to you. Frying pan, or boil her in water, or take her by the hand, or throw her off a cliff, or try to make her fall, cause these things aren't very nice at all. Never cook your sister in a frying pan, or boil her in water, or take her by the hand, or throw her off a cliff, or try to make her fall, cause these things aren't very nice at all.
Tiger to kitty, sometimes copycat, always where I am at.
A kitty sister.
She's a fine feline most of the time, tries her best to keep her paws off what's mine.
A kitty sister.
Gives a meow, but watch your claws when you hear her growl.
Kitty sister. Oh, 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 oh.
Three times the potty is her kitty litter. Tries not to hiss at the new babysitter.
A kitty sister.
That song, what's that song about?
A kitty.
A kitty sister?
Yep.
A song about a cat? Okay. You're listening to Kids Time. How's it going, Luca?
Good.
Good. That song's about a cat. And before that, we played a couple songs. One song, let's see. Never cook your sister in a frying pan. Good advice. Yes, very good advice. And before that, you heard from the Francis Audio Collection, the name of the man who wrote that book, the Francis Collection, is Russell Hoban. And that was A Baby Sister for Francis, which is a great story. With the arrival of baby Gloria in the house, Francis feels like living with her parents isn't really that much fun anymore. So she packs her knapsack and she goes underneath the table, which is always a good place to hide away. You can run away under the table anytime. But then she overhears her parents talking about how much they miss her, and she decides that she's going to go back home. Because after all, being a big sister, means it's a pretty important job, right? You'd say, being a big sister? Now, we're having a bit of a debate here in the studio about Frances. I think that Frances might be a badger. But apparently, the girls here think something different. What do you think, Maeve? I don't know whether that microphone's working.
A bear!
You think that Frances is a bear. I don't know. Maybe you can sort it out for yourselves at home, but I think that Frances might be from a family of badgers, because she doesn't really look like a bear. She looks like a badger. But I could be wrong. She could be a bear. Maybe she's a skunk. You think she might be a skunk?
No.
A raccoon?
No.
An opossum?
No.
No. A monkey?
No.
No. Okay, well, you can pick up any of the Frances books yourself at the library, and maybe they have them at your school library, too. Does your school library have the Frances collection? Do you know?
No.
Well, they should. Okay. One thing that struck me about the Frances stories that made me chuckle a little bit is that the father's always reading the newspaper and the mother's always knitting, and I don't know whether that's always the case. Sometimes fathers like to knit, too. And certainly, mothers like to read newspapers. Do you think so?
No.
No? Your mother doesn't like to read the newspaper?
No.
I think she never does. No? I know your dad likes to knit.
No, he doesn't.
I'm pretty sure he does sometimes.
My dad doesn't knit at all.
Oh, but I know he knows how to knit. I used to knit, too. Anyways, that ends our programming for the day. At least in terms of sisters. We're going to go move on and talk about brothers now. We've got some songs, and we've got a story that we'll read as well. This first song is from There Goes My Brother Again. Sorry, it's called There Goes My Brother Again. It's from Bill Harley, and the name of his album is Play It Again. All right, here we go. Play It Again.
I've saved my nickels, I've saved my dimes, I've saved my quarters too. I got $12 up in my room, here's what I'm going to do. Down at the toy store, I saw a model, one that I want to buy. I'm going out the door when my mom says your brother's going to cry. Please take him with you. Oh, Mom. So I take my brother down to the toy store. We get there and walk inside. I'm looking all around for the model, the one that I want to buy. When up comes a lady who works at the store, young man, I hear her say, if this is your brother, he just broke a toy, and somebody's going to pay $11.99. There goes my brother again, ruining all of my plans. I know I should love him, I know what they say, and I would if he'd just go away. After I spend all day at school, I run the whole way home. I'm gonna meet my friends at the ball field, I'm gonna go alone. But when I get home, my father is waiting. There's something he has to do. He says, here's your brother, all alone. Please take him along with you. Oh, Dad! So I take my brother down to the ball field. He says he wants to play. I say he can't, so he starts to cry. So I let him have his way. But as soon as we start, he gets hit in the face by a ball that my friend Bobby throws. He gets a nosebleed, he starts to scream, and I have to take him home. Oh, there goes my brother again, ruining all of my plans. I know I should love him. I know what they say, and I would if he'd just go away. My mother tells me my brother is sick. They don't know what to do. They go and take him down to the doctor. She says he's got the flu. He stays in bed for almost a week, so sick he can barely smile. And although he bugs me, I still kinda like him and miss him every once in a while. So I go to my room, I open my drawer, the one that I always lock. I get out my favorite comic book, the one underneath my socks. I go and take it into my brother, I say he can have a look. He starts to turn green and then throws up right on my comic book. Oh, there goes my brother again, ruining all of my plans. I know I should love him. I know what they say, and I would if he'd just go away. I know I should love him. I know that it's true, and I will when I turn 42.
Banana. My mother won't ever admit it. He sleeps curled up in the fruit bowl. Oh, Grandma tries to forbid it. She says it isn't normal for him to be that way. And although he has turned yellow, he seems to be okay. The doctors feel, and like all good bananas, he's afraid of getting peeled. He really is intelligent. Read the Bhagavad Gita. Popular with the ladies, though he only dates Chiquita. He's read all the books by Bellow. Still he likes to clown around, cut up in the jello. Climbing in with one foot first, he'll stay all day in there. And Mommy has to hose him down and shampoo all his hair. I don't really understand him, and I don't want to seem mean, 'cause I love my little brother, especially with sour cream.
You're listening to Kids Time here on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name's Kyle, and it is now 9:44, which can mean only one thing. There's 16 minutes left in the show, And after our show comes Martin's show with the Organization of Sound. Martin, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you a brother?
Yes, two sisters.
You have two sisters.
One younger, one older.
Oh, the middle child. Interesting. That makes a lot of sense. Are you okay with being a brother?
I love being
you love being a brother. There you go. I'm a brother too, you know. I have an older sister. Her name's Erin. She's 4 years older than I am.
I'm a little brother.
Yes. Although I'm much taller than her, and I've been taller than her since I think I was 8 years old. She's short. So, that last song was My Brother Thinks He's a Banana, and Maeve wanted to say something about that song.
My brother thinks he's a pickle some days, and he sometimes thinks he's a candy cane.
That's right. Leo does think he's a pickle some days. Mr. Pickle, or Captain Pickle, or Super Pickle.
Or Candy Cane Man.
Or Candy Cane Man. Various superheroes. Yes. And does your brother think that he's a banana, or a pickle, or anything like that? A cucumber?
He thinks he's a race car.
He thinks he's a race car. That's interesting.
That's
very interesting. Before that, you heard Bill Harley from Play It Again with There Goes My Brother Again. And we are going to sing a song now, right, girls?
Uh-huh.
Frère Jacques. Ready? One, two, three. Frère Jacques. Frère Jacques.
Dormez-vous. Semiramatina, semiramatina, ding dang dong, ding dang dong.
Do you want to do the English version too?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Brother John. Morning bells are ringing. Ding, dang, dong.
Oh, Luca's taken the mic off the stand, and she's going to do a solo now. She's going to go into the audience and do some crowd surfing. No? Or did it just fall off?
It just fell off.
Okay. Well, do you want to put it back on?
Sure.
All right. That was beautiful singing.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness. And now a story. This one's called The First Rule of Little Brothers. It's written by Jill Davis, illustrated by Sarah McMenemy. Sarah McMenemy. That's a good name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Goes like this. When I get really mad at my little brother, my dad always says, "You know the first rule about little brothers, don't you?" "No," I say. "What is it?" "Can you guess?" he says. "All I know is when my little brother was a baby, he watched me all the time, staring and smiling. Then one day, he began to move, creeping and crawling closer and closer, coming towards me. First he touched, then he grabbed all my stuff. 'Look how cute he is,' Grandma always said. 'Look how smart he is,' Grandpa always said. 'How about letting your little brother have a turn?' Mama always said. 'No,' I always said." Has that ever happened to you, Luca?
No.
No, that never happens to you? You always give your brother, let your brother play with your toys?
Yes.
Oh, what a...
Even fragile ones?
No. Even fragile ones? We had a bit of an accident. Yeah. Then he started to walk, and he was everywhere. But look how cute he is. He's got three hairs on his head. One day, I built the Empire State Building with blocks. It was huge, taller than me. Then... Brozilla walked into the room and what's he doing?
Crash.
Then he started to talk. Guess what his favorite words were? I'd say, "I'm going on the slide." He'd say,
Me too.
I'd say, "I'm going first." He'd say,
Me too.
I'd say, "I'm going to the bathroom by myself." And he'd say,
Me too.
Of course, there were still some things my little brother couldn't do, like making dinosaurs. Dinosaur models, not making real dinosaurs. But when I told him he was too little, he didn't believe me. And what happened there? He made a big mess. He stuck the teddy bear in the top of the dinosaur head. And he got glue on the cat. Then one day, we were having ice cream with our grandpa. I heard a little voice say, "Want me to hold the ball while you eat your ice cream?" And I said, "Thanks." Then my little brother went to his first day of school. And when he came home, he told me, "I played superheroes on the rooftop. I made in the potty. I built the Empire State Building." Wow. He did all that? On his second day of school, my little brother brought home a new friend. First they built the Empire State Building, then they made a life-size castle, then they began playing marbles. "Hey guys," I asked, "can I play too?" "Yep," said my little brother. "You can play the winner, me." Now I know the first rule of big little brothers. Always do what your big brother is doing. But I think I figured out the first rule of us big brothers too. Always be nice to your little brother, even if he drives you crazy. Because someday your little brother is going to be just like you. To the end. The first rule of little brothers. Okay, here we go. I'm going to play this song. It's a new CD that came in a little while ago from the Bravo Brothers. And the name of the CD is I Like Noise. And the name of the song is I Like Noise. Because I know some little brothers out there who do like noise.
That one's yours.
Are you guys ready to make some noise?
Yeah!
That song got you going, didn't it, girls? What was the name of that song? Again,
I Like Noise.
I didn't quite get it.
What was it? I Like Noise.
Oh. Yes, and for all you noisy little brothers out there, and you noisy big sisters, and you noisy little sisters, and you noisy big brothers, I hope you enjoyed that. We're almost done. Martin's here. Oh, there goes my microphone. Oh, the ghost is moving my microphone. Martin's coming up at 10 o'clock, and he'll be here till noon. So stay tuned for that. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We're here every Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. Next week... next week, Leo's going to be here with... I'm not sure if we're going to have another guest. Maybe we will. And we're going to be talking about robots and other machines. Baby robots. And big grandfather robots, too. Check out our website, www.kidstime.cfru.ca. And if you want to email us, you can get all of our information there.
With Luca.
Hold on. Do you want to? Okay, girls. Here we go.
Here we go.
Thanks for coming in, Luca. We'll have to do this again in a couple weeks. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Do you girls want to say anything? To say goodbye? Say so long?
Bye-bye.
Anything you need to say? Now's the time to do it.
Quickly.
What are you going to say? Here, you just talk into it like that. There we go.
Goodbye.
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 Have a great week, everyone. It's pretty nice out there today, so I hope you can get out to one of the outdoor rinks. That's our plan. We've got our skates sharpened, and we've got all of our gear ready to go, and we're going to go out on... There's a really nice rink in Exhibition Park right by us, so we're planning on going for a little skate. For some of us, it'll be... our first time on skates. Don't worry if you fall down. You can always get up. It takes a while to learn how to skate properly. Okay, and we can all laugh at the parents falling too, right? Okay.
Laugh.
Here's a song by Lead Belly.
Lead Belly?
His name's Lead Belly. Lead Belly sings for children. It's another song about brothers. And then I think we've got some songs about family to end it up. All right.
Yeah, this is your page.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
We're in the same old brother. We're in the same old brother. And if you shake one end, you're gonna rob the other. It's the same.
Look down from his holy place. Say, Lord and me, what a sea of space. What's about to launch that human race? So he built him a boat for a mixed crew. With
uh-oh.
Eyes of black and brown and blue.
That's not what, that's not the way it's supposed to sound. Ooh, sorry about that. Okay, so maybe that recording doesn't work very well. I'll have to look into that at home. Sorry about that, those of you who are getting the Lead Belly. Let's move on to maybe, what's this one? There we go.
The whole wheat bread, I'm a tomato red. You are the blueberries, and we get picked up and we get squeezed. And we are riding in the cart with our free cookie and our slice of cheese. And we get picked up and we get squeezed. And we are riding in the cart with our free cookie and our slice of cheese. Family, family, feel the love when you're with me. Family, family, feel the love. see, we are a family. You are the purple socks, some shorts with polka dots, and you're the tie-dye tee, and we get dirty, and we get clean, and we are drying on the clothesline, dancing in the breeze, and we get dirty.